They are people you know. Rod Maloney, Mara McDonald, Paula Tutman, Bernie Smilovitz. But there's also people you may not know. There are editors, there are directors, there are photographers that are leaving today at Channel 4. So it's a celebration at the studio, but it's also bittersweet. Rod Maloney, business reporter for WDIV, joins us this morning. Good morning, Rod.
Jamie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. First of all, congratulations on 29 years at Channel 4 and 43 years overall, as you've written, working days, nights, weekends, holidays, given up vacation and toiled on every possible shift.
You're reading from my farewell.
Yep. But I feel that, you know, in TV news, Guy knows, Lloyd knows too, in this business, yeah. you give up a lot.
Yep. Right. But you know, the thing is that you can't help yourself. You do it because you love the business. You love being in the middle of it. And you don't do it. You don't last as long as this if you don't love the job. And so you get up, you do it, you know, because you're compelled, I think, in many ways to go and make the sacrifice to do the job well.
Rod, you know, I used to see you out on the street when I was a reporter for WJR, and you were always gracious to me, always great. And you've covered everything from, like, bankruptcies to major transformations in the city of Detroit. So how have you seen the city and its businesses evolve over these years? And what do you think is lying ahead for the city of Detroit?
Well, I think that the city has shown enormous resiliency. I said the other day to somebody who asked, I said, and I don't mean to, you know, the metaphor isn't meant to be violent. It's just, you know, when I got here in 1995, you could have shot a cannon down Woodward and not hit anything. It was that desolate. It was the city was allowed to go to seed, and it was tragic in that way. And, you know, I had the opportunity to be there and watch and chronicle how we got to bankruptcy and all of that. And I think the bankruptcy, for all of the concern about what it would mean, actually was a reset button that the region decided the city need in order to be able to come back. And you look at, you know, who it is that's, you know, put the money behind it. I mean, you know, let's face it, Dan Gilbert put a fortune down. The Illiches certainly did. The Fords have done the same. And the major corporations, particularly GM, have really, you know, put the big money behind it. But I think that it's the average Detroiter who hung in there. Mm-hmm. Kathleen Maddy, remember her? She did a comedy show in Detroit. She said, because they're the most optimistic people in the world. It's got to get better.
So I got to ask you and I were competing against one another, covering the auto wars for years and years. And when we started, the designs were stale. The quality numbers were trash.
Awful.
And just reflect for a moment on where this industry has gone during your tenure here.
Well, I fear that it's, you know, I mean, look, they've lost market share, you know, pretty clearly right on down the line. They got the message after the bankruptcies that they had to have their quality right. And they have the quality right. And I still think they're trying. But the industry is, you know, it's roiling, it's changing, it's moving under their feet, our feet. And one of the other problems, and, you know, as much as I hate to admit it, the whole issue of traffic and the clogging traffic is a problem. You go to New York, you go to Boston, you go to L.A., Chicago, you can't get anywhere even on a weekend, you know. And so, you know, John McElroy, the sage, you know, says, look, we've hit peak car. What does it look like going forward? And I think that that's where they are. And in many ways, that's what they're struggling with. And so whether it's EVs, whether it's, you know, I think hydrogen is probably the better answer. But, you know, that infrastructure is equally difficult to get involved with. I think we're going to, you know, in 20 years, I don't think cars and the business itself will look anything like what it does today. I hope that GM and Ford are there. I hope Stellantis is there. But as John McElroy told me in a story that I did about 2 weeks ago, the domestic three are GM, Ford, and Tesla now. Yeah. Stellantis isn't an American company anymore. So it's all changing. And I just hope that Detroit keeps its supremacy in this business. I fear that that may wane as the things shift and software becomes the coin of the realm and not the internal combustion engine.
Well, and when they're self-driving cars, do they really reflect your identity? Are we going to see the innovative designs? Are they going to be kind of this, you know, part of our soul? And the other the other thing, we've never seen a government intervention on this scale before either.
Right. Central planning has never worked ever once. And so the notion that you can just order electric cars up as if they're conjured up out of magic and expect it to work is wrong. I think you need to let the market make the decisions. And I think ultimately that's what's going to happen because it's already happening. Car companies are backing off on EVs because they can't make money doing it. It's costing them a fortune and it's putting them out of business. So they got to figure this out. I don't know how, but the market will, I think if you depend on the market, it'll take care of it.
It's not your problem now, is it?
No, it is not.
Rod, you earn your certified financial planner certification while reporting full time. Now,
yes.
Did that financial expertise kind of help enhance your reporting?
Oh, absolutely. The education, the reason I did it was to get the education because back in, 98, 99, I was interviewing financial planners and so forth during the internet bubble, and I knew nothing about it. So I said, I've got to go and get an education. As the financial planner told me, hey, go up to Oakland University, go to the CFP school. It'd be great education. And it was. And I said, once you finish and you pass, which I surprised myself by doing, because you don't go into journalism because you're good at math. But anyway, I said, well, I qualified for the test. Well, the test is incredibly difficult, so it took me a long time to get there. But the learning, the knowledge that I had, the understanding of financial planning and what it means to people hugely helped me. We did the Money Minute for all those years, and it really did color my understanding of money markets and how things work. And so, yes, I'm very glad I did it. I'm not so sure my wife, when she had to watch me struggle through all trying to get past the test, but I'm glad I did it. And I hope as I go into my next chapter that maybe I can press that into service and help still more people with it.
What is your next chapter, Rod?
Well, I did say this because it's really the only best answer I have, which is I'm going to live deadline free.
That's big.
The most important thing.
That's big.
Two and three deadlines a day, every day for 43 years.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I don't need to be, stressing over, okay, it's 5 o'clock. I better be there with something. And after that, I'm not sure. We are moving up north, my wife and I. Michigan is home. We're going to stay in Michigan. But we have a place, and we're very, very attached to it. And I intend to get involved in the community, get deeply involved in the church, do some volunteer work. I want to do that. And after that, I'm not certain. Let's see what happens, and we'll make it go from there. But I just don't want to be up against a deadline all the time now.
I want you to listen. I know you have an amazing family, Rod.
Mm-hmm.
None of us could do this job without supportive wives and amazing kids that understand that we have to be on the air when every other daddy is home having dinner with them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Or coming
or
to
mommy.
Their ball games. Mm-hmm.
And
just
mommy, absolutely.
As you hit the exit, I know that you've got to be deeply grateful that you've had a really supportive family.
I wrote about it in my piece this morning, and my wife was a saint. She really was. I mean, she put up with it all, and she never once said it's me or the job. She always said, look, I'm here to support you. This is what you do. This is why you do it. I'm here to support you. Now, were there times when a vacation got canceled, and they did, that she wasn't so happy about it? No, she was furious. But that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
And, she still says 58 days, the GM strike at the Metal Center back in 98. I sound like an old codger now. My kids were little, and I finally just put them up in the hotel, and they were running around the hotel like it was their house. Because I'm covering the negotiations. I'm not coming home. My Karen said, look, we're going to get together, and we stayed together in the hotel. So you just made do. You figured it out. And I can't thank her enough. She has been my rock. And I am blessed in every possible way.
So my favorite Rod Maloney story, and it defines Rod, because you know him as the guy that's wearing a coat and tie, looks like kind of a formal guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's on a podcast with John McElroy, and they're talking about the fact, well, EVs are going to be super quiet, so what should they sound like? And all the other guys on the panel said things like that had a science fiction reference. Rod said, I want them to sound like a Fender Stratocaster. He wants to press on the accelerator and get a power cord.
I said, yeah, give me a good solid G.
That's my buddy Rod Maloney.
Well, my Rod story is that he basically helped me get the job at Channel 4. I was doing live shots for all these up north stations at an election night. And he goes, get your resume tape ready. I'm going to talk to my boss about you. And look what happened, Rod. So thank you for, you know, building people up. And I'm grateful to you because my whole life is here now.
Well, and I don't know if I should take credit for that. You know, you certainly, I wouldn't have said, get your resume ready if you weren't good. And I knew it. And I said, we can use her. And that, you know, you made that happen. But yeah, it's been a great, great 29 years. And I can't thank Detroit enough. I say it over and over, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Well, let's leave it there. That's a perfect ending. Rod Maloney, business reporter for WDIV Local 4. Congratulations on quite a career.
Oh, thank you all very much. I have the highest regard for all of you.
We love you, buddy.
Yep.
And take it easy.
All right. Stick with us on JR Morning. We're going to talk about Lakeside Mall at 8:49-ish.